We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Human kids, fur kids, and entertainment news. This team covers it all. The Wake Up with Brett and Julie.
Kind of a rainy, damp day out again, yeah. Huh? With this fog we had yesterday, now we got this damp, rainy weather. Over it.
Are you starting off negatively today?
Yeah, well,
Let's start off in a positive way.
Okay, give me
it's
something positive about the weather.
Beautiful Wednesday. It's Winning Wednesday at the mall. Right. You can win 20 tickets to Cirque Dreams. You
That's
can win
the weather,
another
though.
Chance.
Spin no, the weather.
No, we're talking about something positive.
But
the
yeah.
weather feels great outside, actually. I brought my dog out. I have to bring my dog Annie out, take her down the stairs. Otherwise, she'll just poop and pee on my deck. So yeah. I brought her downstairs and I was like, you know what? Feels pretty good out here, actually.
Right. And as a guy who takes a long commute, it's not ice. It could be a lot worse as far as, you know, I'll take the wet roads as opposed to icy conditions, especially during this time of the year.
It's a nice day.
Right.
It's going to be a great day.
All right. I think you guys are just trying to spin a rainy day.
It's 43 right now. God, it feels great. I could like walk around in a swimsuit if I wanted to.
Do it.
I don't want to, but I could if I wanted to.
How was your day yesterday, though?
It was good. It was good. I actually did my Christmas cards.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
At last minute, I was like, I'm doing Christmas cards. And usually I get a, you know, a family picture of me with all my dogs. I haven't done that this year. And
are you ruled it out too now officially since you made a Christmas card, no family picture at all?
I just don't feel like dealing with it, actually.
Okay.
Got it.
No family this year.
Who made the Christmas card?
It's me. It's all me and my boyfriend.
Hey!
Really?
Yeah, right. And I put, it said Merry Christmas, and you always like, you're supposed to put names under there, but I was like, whatever, and I put Merry Christmas from me and my hot and sexy firefighter.
Is that what he said?
That's what I put on my Christmas card.
That's funny.
And there's just a bunch of cute pictures of us because, God, there's just so many.
Do your dogs know they got kicked off the Christmas card?
My dogs are so kicked off
the card. They're probably so bitter.
I like didn't know who to pick and I don't know.
So they're probably upset because they listen to the show.
Julie
leaves the radio on for them, so they're probably is probably breaking news.
Right,
so they're probably like,
breaking news, you're off the card, dogs. You've been replaced by the man.
All I'm saying is I would hate to go home and fire you because there's going to be poop everywhere.
There probably will be.
They're probably doing that right now, actually.
KYKY and HD1 St. Louis.
Well, it's kind of a weird Wednesday, and if you're starting the day like Brett, crabby, then we're going to break...
Just pointing out the rain, Julie. I was just pointing out the rain.
We're going to brighten up your day with some good news. Okay, so last weekend, Santa showed up at a pet supply store in Astoria, Oregon, to take pictures with kids and family and individuals and their pets. So the special photo shoot was a huge success, both because it put smiles on the faces of all involved, but also because it raised money for a charity called Angels for Sarah Sanctuary, which provides lifelong, loving, and a safe environment for senior dogs, my favorite, keeping them comfortable in their older years. Organizers were so thrilled with the turnout, they asked Santa to return one more time later this month so people and pets can get a holiday picture and more money can be raised to help special dogs at the sanctuary.
That's awesome.
I mean, you got Santa and dogs in the same story.
I know.
Yeah.
It's kind of amazing.
That's awesome. Julie, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Well, I have all the details from the People's Choice Awards that, you know, nobody watched because nobody likes to watch award shows. So luckily you don't have to. We will tell you what happened in 8 minutes.
The music you hear on YNN.
I lost my mom 3 years ago, and I did something that I don't think I've ever done since she's passed away, and I'll tell you what that is in 5 minutes.
This is your Hollywood Hashtag with Julie Tristan.
Let's talk about the People's Choice Awards. Aired last night, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness and Stranger Things were the big winners of the 2022 People's Choice Awards. Doctor Strange was named Best Movie, while Stranger Things took home Best Show. Acting awards went to Elizabeth Olsen for Doctor Strange. Austin Butler, who did Elvis, he won. Adam Sandler won. Noah Schnapp from Stranger Things. Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy won. Mariska Hargitay. Let's see. Selena Gomez won from Only Murders in the Building. And in music categories, Harry Styles was the male star of the year, and Taylor Swift was the female star. Lizzo had a big moment, too. Lizzo got the Icon Award, or People's Champion Award, and she brought in 17 female activists on stage, introduced each of them by name, explained the work that they do. That was a pretty cool moment. Also, Selma Blair won for competition for Dancing with the Stars for Competition Contestant of the Year. And Sarah Michelle Gellar was on there presenting her the award. It was cool. It was great to see Selma Blair. You know, she's battling MS. And she looks like she's hanging in there, doing a great job, which is, it's nice to see. Also, Shania Twain. She looks hot, man. During the pre-show, I turned it on E so I could see, like, the interviews and stuff. And Shania Twain had, like, pink hair. Her stomach was exposed. She's 57. And I was like, who is this hottie? And I'm like, oh, my God, that's Shania. Wow.
She's still got it.
So she freaking rocked it last night. You know, I have to, like, keep reinventing yourself in that kind of job. And she did a great job. But the thing about the People's Choice Awards, if you just watch the E! Program, you pretty much can tell who's going to win. Because that's kind of the award show where they let them know that they're going to win to make sure they show up. So if you see them in the audience, they're probably going to win an award. That's why I like that show, because you don't have to sit and watch. You're like, oh, Grey's Anatomy's all there, and they all won an award together.
The People's Choice Awards, like we all joke around about all the award shows, it is, I think, a little bit more fun because it is those people's choice. Like, it is the popular shows. Like, sometimes, like, in the Grammys, and you're like, and Oscars, are like, what song? What artist?
Right.
And so it is all stuff that we all watch together all year round, and now they're rewarded for it.
Yeah. Selena Gomez, a social celebrity, and then Taylor Swift's Anti-Hero music video won for the video of 2022. That's your Hollywood Hashtag. It's sponsored by Crown Vision Center. Schedule your eye exam with one of our world-class doctors at crownvisioncenter.com.
I did something to connect with my mom that I haven't done with years since I've lost her. Tell you right after Stay.
I do the same thing I told you that I never would. I'm
levitating. The polls are open.
For the poll of the day, let's have some fun. Let's get some tattoos, which none of us have in the room, actually.
No, why are we so lame? God.
If it was mandatory to get a full body tattoo, the government comes in and says, I need you to get a full body tattoo, what would you get a full body tattoo of?
Oh, wow. Maybe I'd get, like, a tiger on the side of my body.
Full body tiger?
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Big old tiger.
Full body?
Yeah.
Could I get, like, the anatomy so it looks like I'm in shape?
Oh, but you could.
That's
like,
very strategic.
Get some abs on there.
Tattoo some abs.
I thought you meant, like, get
muscles.
Your heart and your liver and, like, your kidneys.
Oh, like I was, like, slim, good body from Captain Kangaroo.
Super strategic. I was going to go strategic, too.
I mean, I think that's the, if you got to get a full body one, you know, you asked about tattoos. I just never thought I was, you know, I never really could find the right one if I was
Me too.
Get one,
like,
you know?
It's a commitment.
Yeah.
We're all commitment phobic in here.
Right. You know,
you could have gotten some abs, man. You could be committed to those abs.
Yep.
That's a great answer. I had three answers. One, I thought a maze would be cool that people could play.
Oh, my God. That's a fun idea.
But then I thought people would be touching me all the time.
They would touch you because they have to get through the maze.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. Some people would be like, okay, but some people are like, no, thanks.
Some people have said, your wife only.
Oh, yeah. My wife only. The second one I thought of, which was strategic, like Kevin, is a tan.
Like,
my God.
Like, you go tan
all the time.
Yeah, I would just get like a tan tattoo. I would just get like a bronze tattoo.
That's a smart idea.
And then I would always be tan.
My God, how much would that hurt though? Because then you got to cover every single inch.
Right.
Yeah. But then I would always be tan.
Oh, it'd be funny.
That would be cool.
He's got tan lines.
The tan line tattoo. Yeah.
And then the other one I thought was just like symbolic is like cool memories throughout my life. Like, there's kind of like my story of my life throughout there.
Yeah, that'd be like a lot to think. You have to really put some thought into that one.
I don't
one.
Think I've lived an interesting enough life to get a full body tattoo.
Kevin and I would be on there though. Yeah, that'd be cool.
So it looks like I'm going with the tan. I'll get some abs like you, Kevin.
The polls are open.
Kevin actually got into a road rage incident, and he's going to tell you about it. But the funniest part about it is who he got into it with.
Ridiculous.
Which is 6:55. That story's coming up.
Live from the Brown and Crouppen Studio.
Of all the people to get involved in a road raid incident, Kevin, of all people, somehow.
I was driving too slow.
What happened, Kev?
All right, well, Julie, I will tell you this. Because of you, I didn't get upset or angry. Because I remember what you said about, hey, people have difficult times. People, you don't know what somebody else is going through.
Right, you never know.
So you never know, so you got to be calm. And that's what I was trying to do. Plus, my kids were in the car at the time as well. So we had just gotten finished shopping here the other night. And we were driving, and we were trying to get to McDonald's in Godfrey. And we got to go over a couple lanes to get there, and I realized driving too late that, oh my goodness, there's a large crowd, it's going to take me some time to get over to that lane. So I moved into the one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Moved into the first left lane before I got into the turn lane. As I moved into the left lane, I noticed there was a car kind of coming up, but there was plenty of room. And I kind of slowly got in that lane.
They were like coming up really fast,
yes,
probably.
Well, they apparently were upset that I got in front of them, and they laid on the horn, and they were angry. And I looked up in my rearview mirror, and I saw two sweet old ladies. And I thought, oh, I'm so sorry. So I waved, I'm so sorry. And I got 4 fingers sent back to me.
Wow.
Both of them. The passenger,
yes,
too.
Oh, my God.
Lipping the bird
to
you.
They were hot. They were angry. And I was sitting there, and I'm looking at the kids going, I don't know why they're so angry, but boy, they're angry, you know. Wow, wow. So as we get into the left lane to turn to McDonald's, they pass by, and they rolled their windows down yelled something out the window. You know, ah! And I was
maybe
like,
they said, sorry, we didn't mean to flip you off.
I don't think they yelled that.
Right. And I kept, you know, and I kept talking to the kids about, you know, okay, first off, remain patient. You know, you got to really, you know, realize when you drive, you got to be a defensive driver.
There
That's
you
the,
go,
the first
teaching
thing.
Moment.
Right. But the second thing is, what did I do?
Oh, my God.
I kept going, what did I do? There was plenty of room to get in. Yeah, maybe I kind of cut off your route, but I didn't, like, you know, get way too over and cut you off or anything.
Well, let's be honest, Kevin, you're historically a slow driver. I could see you getting into the left lane and then driving really slow. And the fact that you got into the left lane and then drove so slow, the two old ladies felt like you were driving slow.
I mean, they were probably going really fast, and you got in front of them and went really slow. So that's probably what it was.
I still was shocked. I'm looking up going, okay, you know, these are elderly women. And they are angry.
They could have taken you.
Yeah.
They would have taken you. They would have bugged you.
Oh, my God.
That's probably what they rolled their window down. Pull over. Let's rumble.
Let's roll.
Let's rumble.
Yeah, they probably did say rumble, too, actually. Yeah.
But again, I just totally thought of what Julie said. You know, you never know what somebody else is going through.
That's
and I
true.
Didn't want to, you know, I mean, I don't know. And I'm like, wow, if I can upset old ladies, I don't know who else I can upset.
I mean, maybe they just lost a bingo and they're like pissed off about
lost
it.
Lost a bingo.
All right. Well.
I can't believe that you got in it with two old ladies and they would have kicked your ass.
Yeah,
would've,
I think they would have.
So. Yeah.
Just be careful on the roadways, people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be calm. Just take some deep breaths.
And if you're old, don't let Kevin cut you off.
I took an arrow to the heart.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, let's talk about what's trending. What's the internet talking about right now? We'll look at the internet, read some headlines, and Julie will tell me, yeah, headline sucks. Keep it moving. Or she'll say, tell me more if you want to hear more details of the story. We put 2 minutes on the clock, and we talk about everything that Julie says yes to. Like, why having a December birthday is the worst.
Well, that's not nice. Kevin's birthday's tomorrow.
Yeah, I get it, man.
Did they say that for?
And your wife's birthday, too. They said people with December birthdays miss out on, get this, 160 gifts in the course of their lifetime. Because people always just try to mix the, like, oh, I got it for your birthday and Christmas.
Yep.
Happens to you?
Yeah, it does. You know, but I mean, as a kid, it was awesome because your birthday was the, you know, precure, you know, was right up to before Christmas. So you got the action figures for your birthday. You got the fort for Christmas. So it kind of worked.
I know,
it's
like, I feel like parents actually try to take that extra step to make sure there's a separation.
Yeah.
This thing sitting like this out on 160 of them.
The keep worst, it moving. That's wrong.
The worst is the Christmas birthday on Christmas. That's the worst.
Scientists have finally figured out why we get sick more in winter.
What do they say?
So everyone's always like, why is it? Why do we get sick? It's not actually because of the cold. It's actually because of the cold, but it's because your noses get cold. One of the biggest point of fighting off bacteria and fighting off your and working with your immune system actually happens in the nose. As soon as a virus enters your nose, billions of immune cells start scrambling to attack it. But when it gets cold, like below 50 or 40 degrees, it actually decreases by half those virus-fighting immune cells.
Wow, and I've had this thing in my nose like a sinus thing forever.
It's because it's cold out.
Dang.
How much do we love sports?
We don't. Keep it moving. Okay. I'm just kidding. I love sports. What did they say?
You want to know?
Yeah.
In a poll, they says people are actually more sad. People actually feel more joy, actually, than hearing I love you from their partner than when their favorite sports team wins.
I mean, kind of true.
Yeah.
Yep. Their favorite sports team wins way better than hearing I love you from your wife or your husband. Hellman's wants you to make eggnog with mayonnaise.
Oh, my God. Keep it moving. No thanks. Right, good.
Timer's going off. Who makes homemade eggnog anyway?
No.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
See if you can get the Mega Mind question of the day before we kick off an hour of commercial-free music. Americans spend $3.2 billion, with a B, billions of dollars on this during this time of the year.
Oh, what do they spend money on during the holidays? I'm going to guess a Christmas tree.
Christmas tree.
Oh, that's a good guess. I do think it's Christmas-related.
Yeah?
I think it's wrapping paper.
Someone in the room got it.
Ooh.
It is either Christmas trees or wrapping paper that is a $3.2 billion business every single year. Just text in Julie or Kevin your answer at 314-531-9898. I'll tell you who got it right at 718.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it.
Live
from the Brown and Crouppen Studios. Take Y98.
Y98.
Weather is brought to you by Ashley. This is home. Cloudy today, high near 53.
The next hour of commercial-free wake-up with Brett and Julie on Y98 St. Louis is brought to you by Deerbergs. From our app to our aisles. Explore new savings every day at Deerbergs.
Mega Minds.
All right, we are going to kick off an hour of commercial-free music, but we got to give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. Americans spend $3.2 billion on this during this time of the year. One of Julie or Kevin got it correct. Julie's answer was?
Christmas trees.
Kev?
Wrapping paper.
The Bomberito text line, what are people leaning towards?
They're leaning towards Kevin.
Really?
Yeah, wrapping paper.
Kevin is correct. It is wrapping paper.
Kevin!
Quick Google search. I Googled how much money do we spend on Christmas trees. It's actually double. They said about $6 billion on Christmas trees.
Yeah, I figured it had to be. But, you know, here's the thing. Wrapping paper, little tip, buy it the day after Christmas.
Yeah.
It goes on sale.
Oh, then save it for the next year?
Yeah.
That doesn't help me for this year, Kevin.
Yeah, that's proper planning. I can't. I'm just lucky to get my Christmas gifts in time. Yeah, they said the average person spends about $60 in wrapping paper that just gets ripped up on Christmas morning.
Wow.
Mm.
Mega Mind.
Well, my man got me a really sweet gift for our 2-year anniversary. I'll share what he did after the beeps. Here's Intentions on Y98 St. Louis's The Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Well, it was my 2-year anniversary with my hot and sexy firefighter, and he got me a really cute gift that I'm going to tell you about. It's a Wake Up with Brett and Julie. So I got him, I told him, I was like, I'm getting you just a funny gag gift. We went out to dinner. We went to the Garden Glow. He got me some flowers. But as far as like the gifts go, I got this email about these pillows that you could like put a picture on a pillow slip. Like, a pillow slip?
Yeah.
Okay. I put a picture of us on one of his on a pillow slip, and then I put, like, a sexy picture of me on another pillow slip.
Whoa!
And so I went to his house.
Oh!
And I was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom, and then I put it on his pillow, so when he went to bed, he would see it.
That is... I love that. That's a great gift.
Yeah, so that was my fun little gift.
Did he keep it? Is he going to keep it on there? So then like anyone comes in, they just see like, boom, boom, boom.
I mean, probably not the sexy one, right. But
no, was, I think he should.
But
leave it
I put it on there when his kids weren't home, so you know, I was for sure he wouldn't. They wouldn't see it.
Everyone's gonna want to go into his bedroom.
You can always rest his head on your face.
That's right.
That's not dirty. And wrong.
I know.
As it should be. And so he was putting up his Christmas decorations, and the thing that he got me for the holidays, he was like, you know what? We should put a stocking up for you with our other stockings.
Oh, that's awesome. That's big.
So we went to Target together, and I picked out the stocking that I wanted, and he hung it up next to him and his two boys.
So you have a stocking at his house?
I do.
Oh, that's big, man.
It's got a J on it and everything. It's super cute.
And that's the two-year anniversary gift. You're worthy of a stocking, huh?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? That's like a milestone that we got again. Gosh, it's so crazy. Now I've got a stocking at his house.
Now you just need to put up a naughty stocking photo up and hang it.
You gotta like put it in the stocking though, so the kids don't. Yeah. You gotta apparently you gotta watch out for kids when you're trying to, you know, hubba hubba.
That's so funny.
Well, now that I've made everything uncomfortable in here, let's give away some cards tickets.
That's a nice gift for people.
That's right. It's appropriate and everything.
And you don't even have to have a two-year anniversary with us.
And so we have actually the weekend ticket pack to five different Cardinal games to go to five weekend games, including the Cubs on Friday, great promotional giveaways, and two bobbleheads are also included.
Caller 18 gets hooked up with those tickets for the holiday pack right now. 314-531-9898. Good luck and happy two-year anniversary, Julie!
Thank you!
I
can't believe
we're fine. Rolling commercial free, and you don't even have to be a boyfriend, girlfriend. You just got to be a friend of the show to win these Cardinal Holiday Pack tickets.
Yeah, these are pretty cool. So today you get the weekend pack. It includes five weekend games, including the Cubs on Friday, plus great promotional giveaways like two bobbleheads and more.
Stacy, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You're going to be doing even better, Stacy, because you just won this Cardinals Holiday Pack.
Are you keeping it for yourself, or is it like going to be a Christmas gift for somebody?
For myself, me and my boyfriend.
Nice.
There you go. Merry Christmas to yourself. You should get yourself more gifts too, Stacy.
Amen.
Tack them on.
Thank you.
All right. Hold on, Stacy. We'll get all your info. Same time tomorrow, you can win those Cardinals Holiday Pack tickets. Plus, we're loaded with hookup. We have a $10,000 shopping spree. Your chance for you to qualify is less than 6 minutes away. Let's get all your entertainment news.
This is your Hollywood Hashtag with Julie Tristan.
Well, GoFundMe.com does this annual Year in Help report where they outline all the ways people came together to help those in need. It's kind of fun to see like what raised the most money and why. They said that they are giving a special shout out to Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher. They were supporting the refugees in the Ukraine. They started this Stand With Ukraine GoFundMe and became the second largest campaign in GoFundMe history. It raised more than $37 million so far. And I guess they said Mila is like, isn't she? She's Ukrainian,
yes,
isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so pretty cool. Also on that list, Nora Roberts, she made a $50,000 donation to a Michigan library that was defunded after refusing to remove, I guess, books from their shelves. There was Kate Winslet, who donated close to $17,000 to a mother facing energy bills. They also have like a list of this what people donated to, like the number one most viral moment of help, 81-year-old Nola. She was able to retire from Walmart thanks to a TikTok. She's 81. She had to still work, and people donated so she could raise some money and not work anymore.
Look at her, now she's living a good life.
That's so cool. And actually, the second most viral moment involves dogs. The dog race community gave $315,000 to help care for animals. Nice job, GoFundMe. How about The Rock? Is he on steroids? Well, Joe Rogan, who I think he just is always in the news for saying all kinds of random stuff, he wants The Rock to admit that he's on steroids. He's like, there's no way he is that big at the age of 50 that he's not on steroids. He's so massive, and he's different than he was when he was 30. So I ask you, Brett, who works out every morning and you pump your iron, do you think The Rock's on steroids?
I mean, people always think I'm on steroids, too, because I'm so jacked.
And Kevin, too.
And Kevin's right. The same age as The Rock, and they look exactly the same.
We have the exact same abs and legs. We never skip leg day.
Yeah, that's very true. Your arms, though, are a little bit different.
I know. It used to be.
Either way, Joe Rogan, once again, he's in the news, and people are like, who's that? Google him. The Hollywood Hashtag is sponsored by Crown Vision Center. Schedule your eye exam with one of our world-class doctors at crownvisioncenter.com.
I don't know, maybe it's me getting old. I never thought I would get so excited for something so small and so silly. I'll explain what I mean, but I had like this super cool, proud moment over the silliest thing right after I Like You.
Oh, girl, I like you. I do.
Rolling commercial free, and you're like 2 minutes away from your chance at qualifying from a $10,000 shopping spree at West County Center. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Man, parenting is wild. It has changed me in so many ways. I get excited about things that I never thought I would get excited about. Like when I see my kid do something, he could do the simplest and smallest thing. And I used to see parents get excited, like, oh my God, look at them take their first steps. And like, you just like freak out and like, they're just walking, you know, like, and
I mean, I feel like it's a big moment, that kind of thing.
Like
those
steps,
first things that they do, those are big moments.
Yeah. First steps is always kind of cool. Right. Cause it's like they're wobbly and it's a cute moment, but like little things are just weird. Like my kid went pee on the potty. And I was so proud. I was so excited. And I was like thinking about this, like peeing in a toilet makes me excited now. But I'm like so like over the moon excited for him.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's normal. The first pee in the potty, like that's a big deal.
I know it is a big deal, but it's like
learning
funny to think
potty
about,
train.
But yeah. It's like so funny. So yeah, my son's a year and a half and we started introducing like the potty just based off his like level of interest towards this. Like he understands like, oh, this is what a potty is, right? And so we started introducing books, and then he got himself like a little potty that sits in the bathroom, and he would sit on it and was becoming more and more curious. And lately he's been very curious about it and very curious about the process. And the other day he goes, pee. Pee, and he pulls his diaper down, sat on the potty, and peed on the potty for the very first time.
Good for him. He's so smart.
Yep. Yeah, he hasn't like connected it to do it all the time. He's still figuring out like what his body feels like. But since that moment, yesterday he did it for the fourth time. And it's funny because I'm like, what is wrong with me? I'm counting how many times my kids peed in this little thing. But I am. Like, that's who I am now. This is the things that make me more excited than anything else in the world is watching him figure out the world and just learning to go pee.
Yeah.
That's cute. It's awesome, yeah. I think that's adorable.
Well, you also think, too, you're like, okay, the good news is as well. Then we can slowly start getting rid of the diapers yes. and save mom and dad a ton of money.
That's true. Like, you know, when I see him peeing in the potty, I basically see him collecting money in the potty. Actually, stacks and stacks of cash is getting piled in there.
Let me ask you this. Okay, so the potty he's using now, the little one,
mm-hmm.
does it have a lid that you have to put down?
It doesn't. It's just like he sits down on it, he pees, and then he actually does do all the steps, and then he'll take the lid, the thing that disconnects from it, and dumps it into the toilet.
Oh, wow.
And then he'll flush the toilet,
see,
actually.
That's awesome.
And
that's
then
good.
He washes his hands.
See, that's good responsibility. I think they need to make one with a lid men have to put down, because that way
train them from the beginning,
exactly.
Kevin. That's genius.
Remind us men to do that from the beginning.
This is a good point.
Yes.
This is when we could have figured it all out.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
Train that kid right, okay, Brett?
Yes. You know what's funny is things like peeing in the potty is what gets me excited now, but how about cash? That always gets people excited. A $10,000 shopping spree. You just got to be listening for those carolers.
You're waiting for the sounder. It could play really at any moment.
But I think one of them is peeing on the potty, so that's probably they're going to be coming in here in a second.
Okay.
I see them pulling up their diaper right now.
Their diapers? How old are they, God?
Some of them are old as hell, man.
Call now to win on Y98. Call now to win on Y98. Call now to win on Y98.
I'm so nervous because somebody listening to the radio right now is going to be handed a card with $10,000 on it and saying, spend it.
Spend it in 98 minutes if you are brave enough.
Right? Like if you if you got what it takes, you're going to go on a $10,000 shopping spree. We give you 7, 9, 11, 2, and 5. The carolers just played. Amy, do you think you're brave enough to spend $10,000?
Oh my gosh, yes!
Yeah! Yes, you just qualified, Woo! Amy!
You could win.
Congratulations.
I'm
Amy, on December 16th, we're all going to be out at West County Center ready to kick off this holiday season. One person, Santa's going to draw the name. Santa's going to say, Merry Christmas to you. Here's 10 grand. Go spend it. I got a feeling it's going to be you.
I hope.
Hey, and by the way, I am going to be at West County Center tonight. It's called Winning Wednesdays. I have 20 pairs of tickets to Cirque Dreams to give away, and I'm going to qualify one more person tonight. If you want to play, all you have to do is be at the mall 4:45-ish, be in line by 5 p.m., and everybody in line gets a raffle ticket, and we're going to give away a bunch of prizes Sephora.
Go as big as you can on this. Call as many times as you can. Go to the mall. This is $10,000, a game-changing amount of money. The mall before 5 o'clock today. Julie cuts off that line.
Cut it off at 5 p.m.
Coming up here in less than 3 minutes, how long can you parent your kids? Like, when they get to a certain age, is it always my house, my rules? We're going to talk about that. Coming up,
we are rolling commercial free, brought to you by Deerbergs. From the app to the aisles, explore new savings every day at Deerbergs.
Oh no.
All right, so when your kids come home from college, do you just follow the same rules for when they were in high school, like same curfew, same chores? Is it just life like back to the old way? 314-531-9898. When kids come back from college on break, like Thanksgiving break, holiday break coming up, how do you go about it? I ripped this from my friend's Facebook page because I thought it was so interesting. My daughter was home from college for Thanksgiving. We made her follow the same rules when she was a senior in high school. Same curfew, same chores, same expectations. Turned into a huge fight with her. How do you handle your kids when being home from college?
Yeah, it is kind of crazy because in college, there's no rules, really. Yeah. Besides, like, get good grades, you can stay in college. But you're not living with your parents. You can sleep wherever you want. You can go to bed and wake up whenever you want. And I feel like a lot of parents try to maybe extend the curfew a little bit, knowing that they can do whatever they want in college. But for the most part, it seems like my house, my rules.
Right. Yeah, you know, I didn't go away to college. You know, I lived at home. I went to, you know,
I commuted too, actually.
Yeah, so it wasn't, you know, an issue. But I can remember my friends when they would come back into town and things like that. And it seems that their parents were a little more lax. Like, well, you know, they're out of the house. You're out of the house. You know, and it would be like, I still have a curfew, guys. I got to get home by, you know, midnight. And they're like, what are you talking about? You know, you're in college. Yeah, I am, but I still live at home. So, you know, I guess it depends on the parents, and I guess it depends on the situation. If you trust your kids, because you're trusting them to go to school and their grades are good.
Yeah, but my mom was, because I went away to Mizzou, and then I would come home for vacation. And my mom's like, I trust you. I just don't trust other people.
Oh, that's right,
yeah, exactly. So you had a curfew so they could, you know, sleep okay at night.
I hate the idea of the same rules when they come back from their senior year from Thanksgiving for a couple of different reasons. I think you grow. There's like milestone moments when you have like big growth, right?
Yeah.
I think that this is one of the biggest growth moments you have. Your senior year of high school to your freshman year in college, it is a completely different world. And to act like you're a senior in high school again is false. They're not the same person. When they came back from Thanksgiving break, they're coming back a different person. Like you said, in college, there's no rules or no expectations. Why is it easier to accept that, like, they were going out to parties when you can't see them, but, like, under your roof, like, I don't want to see it. Like, let them just be adults.
I think it's just, like, it seems like it's just so they can sleep better. You know, your kid's out partying. Mm-hmm. Is your kid... did your kid get in an accident or is your kid okay right now? They're so close to home. You still want to be a parent and you still want to parent them.
And you sleep better though, like when they're at college and then you can, and you can't know
out
that they're
out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
Like, I guess
that's not like fair. Like to me, asking them to act like they're the same person. Like, I don't mean disrespect your parents. I'm saying you got to show them different respect. Like, you're an adult now. Like, you Come home when you want to come home. But you walking in at 5 o'clock in the morning is disrespectful to me. Show me some respect. But I'm not going to set the curfew like I did your senior year. I'm not going to say, oh, well, now here's your chore again for the week. And, like, they're not the same person. They shouldn't be treated the same.
And so you're like, it's disrespectful. So how do you figure out what's respectful for the parent?
I think, like, you have a so I don't think you set a curfew.
Yeah.
And I think if they come in at 5 o'clock in the morning, instead of going, you broke curfew, you go, hey, coming in at 5 o'clock in the morning, it's probably not the most respectful thing.
Maybe you wake them up early to, like, get some chores done at the house.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Maybe that's how you do it.
I would, like my curfew in high school was midnight, right? My parents shouldn't set that when I'm in college. But if I came home at like 1:30 in the morning, I don't think my parents would say anything. But if I came home at 4 or 4:30, be like, come on, man. Like, you're showing up at 4:30, 5 o'clock. You're waking up the house. We can hear you come in. That's not being respectful to our house either.
Would you say, don't you know what time the Oz closes?
Right.
And that pops is open all night long.
What do you think you should do when your kid comes home their freshman year, back for holiday break, for Thanksgiving, for Christmas break coming up here? How do you handle it? 314-531-9898. It's an interesting discussion on how you handle your house and your rules when the kids come back from college. We'll talk about that while we're commercial free on Y98 St. Louis. I'm good, yeah. We are still commercial free on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie, and I ripped this from my friend's Facebook page, and my daughter's home from college for Thanksgiving, and we made her follow the same rules, same as her senior year in high school. Same curfew, same chores, same expectations. Turned into a huge argument. How do other parents handle when their kids come home from college that just happened for Thanksgiving break and is going to happen again for the holiday break too?
Yeah, I think my mom made me like follow her same rules.
314-531-9898. I feel like you can't have them follow the same rules because they're not the same person. Rules need to be constantly evaluated if based off their age, their maturity level, their respect that they deserve at that time, if they've earned the respect. Jenny from South City, what's your opinion?
You know, when they were freshmen, my kids, when they were freshmen in college, I think that we did kind of automatically go back to the way they were in high school, you know, where we expected them to do chores and we expected them to, you know, eat dinner, you know, whatever we're providing and, you know, respect curfew and all of that kind of stuff. And where are you going and who are you going to be with?
How did that go?
And they were resentful, and my daughter in between freshman and sophomore year was like crying because she was like, all of my friends are out partying and I'm here like emptying the dishwasher. This is, you know, but now my son is 21 and he's a senior in college, and it's like a totally different person. You know, he's like, I'm staying in the guest room, and it's like, no, this is your room with your, you know, Doctor Who posters hanging on the wall. But he's like getting bad now, because if you make dinner, he'll be like, I don't really like this dinner, I'm just gonna go grab me some canes, you know. And it turns out I can go out tonight. Bye. I'm not going to watch a movie with you guys. See ya.
So there is a turning. There is a turning of the tide where all of a sudden you can't treat them like you treated them in high school. You're saying maybe it wasn't the freshman year, but at a certain point when they start coming back from college, things have changed.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely now that he's an adult, you know, now that he's 21 and he can go out and stuff like that, there's totally a different person.
Awesome.
For sure.
Thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it, Jenny. Maggie's from Edwardsville. You are going through this exact same scenario right now?
Yes.
Okay, so explain.
I feel conflicted about it because I'm 22. I recently graduated from college, and I have a full-time job. I'm living at home, and my parents expect me to like still do some chores like the dishwasher. And actually, my mom is having me pay rent.
Oh, there you go. That's what I was going to say. Why don't you can move out then, and you don't ever have to do the dishes. I'm just kidding. That's something you have to do, though, if you live by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's kind of weird because, like, they're like, you can do what you want. You're an adult. You're 22. But still, like, abide by our rules.
I think it is a little interesting because, like, I pay rent, And my landlord doesn't tell me when to empty the dishwasher. You're paying your parents rent. Like, you're saying, like, hey, we should come to a common understanding as adults, but you're saying your parents are still parenting you even though you're paying rent.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Huh.
I see, I'm on Maggie's side. I feel like,
you think she should have to do the dishes?
I think she should have to do the dishes because that's what people who live in a house have to do. But I don't think your parents can be the ones who enforce it.
But what if she doesn't want to do the dishes and she just never does?
Then that's something that, like, you have bad roommates. We've all had that before. We're like, man, I hate this freaking roommate who never does the dishes.
So as the parent, they can't be like, hey, you need to do the dishes?
I think the parent can say, hey, you need to do the dishes, like, as a roommate. And if they're like, nah, I don't like doing dishes, but like, well, I'm going to find a new roommate.
Right, yeah.
Kid rocks.
We're going to up your rent.
We're going to up your rent.
That's true. Yeah, right.
All right. Paul from Festus is still on hold. Jessica's on hold. A lot of people on hold. We're going to get to your calls in less than 3 minutes.
KYKY and HD1 St. Louis. Today's best variety.
So many calls on this, so thank you so many people. Thank you to everyone who called into the show about, I saw this on my friend's Facebook page. My daughter, home for college for Thanksgiving, we made her follow the same rules when she was a senior in high school. Same curfew, same chores, same expectations, turned into a huge fight. Parents, how do you handle your kids coming home from college, especially their freshman year? 314-531-9898.
I mean, I feel like you, when do you stop parenting though?
I think parenting needs to evolve and grow. I think setting the same rules and same expectations for someone when they were a senior in high school to then when
so it's just like free for all at the house. Like, you're just basically the roommate. And so maybe the roommate does the dishes. Maybe the roommate does their laundry.
I just think
doesn't matter. The roommate does whatever they want.
I just think parenting needs to look differently. So I just think asking for the same curfew as when they were a senior in high school isn't showing you the same amount of respect for when they just grew so
much.
So
they shouldn't have a curfew at all?
I don't think I would have a curfew for them because they don't have a curfew in college.
Yeah.
I would have some expectations of, hey, when you're in my house, we need to be respectful and clean up after each other. But that's common courtesy. But I wouldn't set those same expectations for curfew or going out. That's one for sure.
Well, good thing you have it all figured out. I can't wait till you have a teenager.
Katie, you said you had kind of went through the same scenario. And what was your expectations?
So at my house, my dad and my mom said, you're a member of the family. You're expected to participate as such.
I would agree with that, yeah.
So, you know, you're choosing to be here and choosing to be a member of the family. You're going to participate. And they basically said, their house, their rules. Your house, your rules. Now, you know, they were flexible with some of that, but you also kind of know the flow of the house and, like, what's expected and what's not. So you knew what you could bend and get away with and what you couldn't.
You know, when they come stay at your dorm room, you got to really set the expectations. Like, can we do a lot of, like, beer pong here? Same rules here, mom and dad, when you're in my dorm room.
No, they don't stay at dorm rooms, no.
Thank you so much for the call. Cynthia, how do you feel about this when a kid comes home from their freshman year of college? Do they have to abide by the same rules, same curfews, all of that?
Well, it was kind of the respect conversation. I told him when my son came home that if he's going to stay out late, well, that's his prerogative. He can do that because he could do it when he was at school.
Cool.
But he needs to tell me. He needs to text me. He needs to call me. He needs to whatever. Because if I wake up at 4 a.m. and he's not there, well, I'm going to freak out. Unless he's told me. I'm staying at a friend's house. I'm staying out all night. You know, friends and I are doing something. That's fine.
And that's a great point, too. Julie's point of, like, you're saying parents will have trouble sleeping when the kids are out, like, living under their roof.
Yeah.
Now you got a text message. You know where they're at. You know what's going on.
I know, but that doesn't, it does, just because I know that they're out doesn't mean they're not going to get in an accident on the way home.
Fair. Good point.
Well, that's true anytime they're out. They go to work. Mm. They can get in an accident when they're driving to work.
I know, but when you're out drinking with your friends and you're a kid, then it's probably a better chance of getting into something that you shouldn't.
But that's another conversation that we have had. If you're drinking, you call me. If your friends are drinking, then you don't. And he has told me, oh, yeah, I won't be drinking tonight because I'm the designated driver. Mm. I'm the DD.
So you feel like because you've given him respect, you're getting respect back, and it's created an open dialogue and communication.
Correct.
Yeah. And I mean, I hope so, but my mom said call me, and I was like, heck no, I'm not calling you when I'm drunk. Right. Like, I'm not going to call you. Thank God for Uber now, though. I'll call Uber friends.
That's why you have something that reinforces that habit, because his sister did that once, and I put in a missing person report on her.
Dang, girl! If my mom would have done that, I would have called her. Like, okay?
Well played, Cynthia. Wow. Thank you so much.
Go, girl.
Jessica from Kirkwood, you said you agree with almost everything I'm saying on the air except for one thing, and what was that?
You're coming home, you're still part of the family, you're still taking out the trash and doing a few of those chores.
Yeah.
I know, but that's not nice. They're your roommate.
I think you should take out the trash. Even
they're only your roommate. They're no longer your child.
I think you got to take out the trash just because no one wants to live in a trash house.
Right.
I just,
maybe nobody wants to live with that.
Yeah, but maybe they'll just sit and wait for someone else to take the trash out.
And that's exactly what they do.
That's right. See, I don't even have to have kids to know how teenagers are. Come on now.
That's exactly what they do. And then you're like, hey, on your way out the door to the party, grab the trash man. I'll see you later.
There you go. Just go with the mic drop. That's how you get the trash out and respect.
Amen. You know what? We need to have a different conversation now, because there is this guy that was at my friend's Christmas party that totally is on my nerves. We need to talk about people that don't wear their wedding rings.
All right, right after Steve Lacy, Bad Habit.
We need to talk about men who don't wear their wedding rings, or I guess women too. Maybe women don't do this kind of thing. It kind of drives me a little insane. It's the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. Do you know a male or female who doesn't wear their wedding ring? And is that inappropriate? 314-531-9898. So here's how this whole thing came up. My friend invited me to her work Christmas party. And there was a guy there, and he was super cute, and my friend's single. So I'm like, hey, you know, like, what about this guy that you work with? You'd ever, you know, see him, or what do you think about him? And she said, oh, he's married. But I'm like, he doesn't have a wedding ring on. And she said, he never does. He doesn't wear a wedding ring. And I was like, that is super annoying. I've never been married, but I can already know that it is annoying as heck that somebody doesn't wear their wedding ring. I asked her, like, why he doesn't wear it, and she said that he says he doesn't like jewelry. He doesn't like to wear jewelry. But, I mean, is this something that people do, and is it appropriate to be a married person and not wear your wedding ring?
I could understand it if it's a certain thing, you don't wear it at work because of the job you do.
Right, yeah. Right.
But if you're going out, especially if you're going out with friends and your spouse, yeah, you should have it on. It's, you know, kind of links you.
Exactly.
It's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like the promise that you made, you know, and it just also, you know, I'm not a big jewelry fan either, but I always wear my wedding ring. It's not something, you know, I mean, probably a little too much. I don't, you know, take it off when I go to the gym. I don't take it off, you know, in the shower or anything like that.
I've never actually taken my wedding ring off. So, the history of my entire life.
Yeah.
Does that feel like, I mean, I would want to take it off to like wash underneath it and stuff, but I mean, I feel like as long as you put it back on.
Right.
I'm not like, yeah, dirty. It's not like dirty or anything. It's
let
not
me
like
see under your wedding ring.
You can take a look.
I'm just kidding.
But no, I've actually never taken it off, but no, I don't think it's inappropriate. At all, actually, because I think whatever works for people's relationships works for them. And so like this idea and concept that you need to showcase your relationship or I'm married by a wedding ring is, I'm going to sound like so whack when I say this, but like, it's almost like it's almost like a Hallmark thing. Like somebody created that and now we all have to follow those expectations. Like some people do tattoos. Some people do bands. Some people don't like things on their fingers.
Yeah, but if you have
like,
a tattoo, at least you have something on your finger that says, hey, I'm taken.
They might not do it even on their finger though. They might have a tattoo like on their biceps that says like, you know, Susan with a heart. I don't know. I'm just saying that like, it seems like so institutionalized that like you have to do this certain way. And I don't know, like I don't care. Like, if I know if someone is single or not, someone comes up and she goes to hit on him, he's going to be like, oh, I'm married. And that's the end of the conversation. Who cares?
Then it's annoying as for the single person to be like, oh, wait, you're married, but you don't have a ring on.
I guess it's weird for me because I just don't ever, I've been with my wife since high school. So I don't do like like headhunting, right? Like I'm not like out going at the bar,
right.
Looking
Is
around.
Is that what you call it these days?
Yeah.
Headhunting.
Like I'm not
picking
looking
up single people. I'm headhunting.
Right. Like I don't walking around looking at people's fingers, going single,
well,
not single.
Because you've been married since you were in high school, but whenever you are single, it is super frustrating to maybe hit on somebody that's married. It just, I feel like it's inappropriate. And if somebody has a reason that they don't wear their ring or their partner doesn't wear their ring, I would like to know what that reason is, because I'm feeling very judgy this morning and I need to know why people don't wear their rings if they don't wear it, because my man better get a tattoo or something on his forehead of my name. 314-531-9898.
Go, 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 go.
People who don't wear their wedding rings. Explain yourself on the Wake Up with Brett and Julie. I was at a party with my friend and I was trying to tell her, hey, look about this, you know, cute guy that you work with. And she's like, oh, he's married. And I was like, well, he doesn't have a ring on. And personally, I don't know if it's because I was cheated on. I need people to know who my man is, and you better have a ring on if we get married.
If you like it, put a ring on it.
I've heard that before.
Thank
if you,
you.
If you are wearing a wedding ring, you'll never cheat. That's the thing.
it helps. It helps take, I don't know, stave off the women.
No,
maybe.
It doesn't. I think it attracts women. And here's the other thing. To my point, Julie, you can spot a married man from anywhere.
What do you mean?
Married men, they walk different. You know a guy
single.
Oh, yeah.
No,
like,
they don't, because this guy at the party didn't walk different.
You're like, oh, that's a married man jeans. Those are married men walk. That's a married man I've seen
Whatever.
Before. Single guys and married men, you can spot them.
But you know what? Just like we have the most amazing listeners around, so many people are calling that don't wear their wedding rings, like Marilyn in Peavely. Marilyn delivers mail, and you were saying you don't wear your ring.
No, because I've got diamonds and emeralds out of it going in and out of door screen doors and stuff and hitting it. So I do not wear my ring until my off days.
And even when you get home, you're like, it's not like you put your ring on right away.
No, because I'm not usually going anywhere.
And Marilyn, do you get hit on a lot as a mail carrier? Are people just coming at you out of the woodworks, like, oh, look at Marilyn not wearing her wedding ring?
Well, I had some people make the thing, but like I told them, if they want to buy me a simple wedding band, I would gladly wear it for them.
There you go. We love you, Marilyn. Okay, so Rebecca was saying that she's been married for 14 years and actually, oh, sorry, no Rebecca. How about let's go to Tiffany. Tiffany in Creve Coeur. Tiffany, you say that you don't wear your wedding ring?
No, I don't. My husband and I have been married for 4 years tomorrow, actually.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. And I think I have a good reason. He wears the rubber ones because he is a carpenter and a musician. And I feel more comfortable when he's wearing his wedding ring at his gigs.
Thank you.
Women
yes.
like to flirt.
Yeah.
But I never wear mine because in the years we've been married, I've been pregnant twice. And my ring size has just changed up and down. So I've sized them, and my engagement ring's too small, but my wedding band's too big. So I just end up not wearing them. But I also feel like maybe I'm that kind of person where my husband's kind of part of my personality, so everyone I know knows I'm married.
So you could spot a married person anywhere.
You're so funny.
Like in the jungle, you know it. Like, oh, that's a married cat.
Do I look like a married person?
You don't want me to answer that question.
Shut up, Brett. And then let's go to Jennifer. So Jennifer in Granite City, you were saying that you don't, your husband doesn't wear a ring?
No, he does not.
Does that piss you off?
No, it actually doesn't. And he's a big flirt, so it should.
Right.
I like you, Jennifer.
Well, that's
Is there
crazy.
A reason he doesn't wear it, or you don't care if he wears it? What's the reasoning here?
Well, he stopped wearing it because of work. He's on a money courier, so I guess picking up the bags of the change and it pinches his fingers. But then he has never wore it. I mean, he wore it when we first got married, but we've been married for 10 years now, and he hasn't worn it probably for the last, like, 9.
Oh.
That's because he picked up that married man walk.
Man.
And now
everyone knows. It's not a thing, Brett. It's not a thing. All right. So, I mean, maybe I'll change my opinion about people that don't wear their wedding ring unless you are my hot and sexy firefighter. If we get married, you better tattoo that stuff on your body.
Odyssey app.
We're about to jump into the Hollywood hashtag. What do we got coming up, Julie?
Oh, I'll tell you what happened at the People's Choice Awards last night. Who won big and the different things that people were surprised by. Because I know nobody watched it.
Right after the weekend, you'll get all your entertainment news on Y98 St. Louis.
This is your Hollywood hashtag with Julie Tristan.
All right, let's talk about the People's Choice Awards. Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness and Stranger Things, they were huge winners at People's Choice Awards last night. Harry Styles was named the Male Star of the Year, while Taylor Swift was named the Female Star of the Year. Kenan Thompson hosted the show live from the Barker Hangar in Santa Monica. I was saying earlier, this is always a fun show to watch. You don't even have to watch it for that long because if they're in the audience, they probably won an award. This is like one of those shows where they must tell the PR people like, okay, your person won, so get them to the show. I was surprised because some of the Real Housewives were there. So I was like, oh, maybe they won. But they got beat out by the Kardashians for reality stars. Khloe actually won for the specific reality star, but the Kardashians won for reality program. Also big, I guess, let's see, Shania Twain, who looked so good during the interview in the beginning. I was like, dang, Shania. She had like this pink hair.
She still got it.
Her stomach had like six-pack abs. Lizzo received the People's Champion Award, and she was like her icon by bringing all of these people on stage that are activists. She brought 17 female activists on stage, introduced them one by one, each by their name, and explained the work that they do. So that was a really cool moment as well.
Lizzo is awesome, man. She just continues to break down barriers and trailblaze. She's amazing.
Yeah. Let's see. Other notable people are Time Magazine's Entertainer of the Year, Blackpink. The Athlete of the Year is Aaron Judge. Icon of the Year, Michelle Yeoh. And let's see. Who else? Anybody else that we like on there?
The Person of the Year was the President of Ukraine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Zelensky? Yep. Yeah.
And it's kind of cool. You were saying that the Aaron Judge guy, who apparently plays baseball. He is a Yankee.
Yeah, he just signed a deal with the Yankees. 9 years, $360 million. He will make $110,000 a day.
That's crazy.
That is ridiculous.
Or a week or something like that.
Man,
some kind of ridiculous thing. Yeah, like there's your weekly check, 110 grand.
Man. Must be nice. You go, Aaron. That's your Hollywood hashtag is sponsored by Crown Vision Center. Schedule your eye exam with one of our world-class doctors at crownvisioncenter.com.
We actually asked Aaron Judge with his new money that he signed from the Yankees if he'd give us a $10,000 shopping spree. It was really nice of Aaron Judge to say yes to that.
Oh, is he going to give us
one? Oh, yeah, he's going to. Yeah, it's all this money's coming from Aaron. He's got just money to
blow.
You
have to say allegedly when you're lying. So FYI.
You're going to have a chance to qualify to win a $10,000 shopping spree. It happens in less than 10 minutes on Y98 St. Louis. Thanks, Aaron Judge.
Allegedly.
God, I wish somebody would have told me when.
$10,000. If you're listening to the radio right now, someone might be handing you a card loaded with $10,000, and someone's going to say, spend it.
That's right, because you got to register. You got to qualify to be entered into like the big drawing.
You listen for those carolers. You call in. You're caller number 20, like Alyssa. Alyssa, you're caller number 20, and you qualify.
Yeah! Oh, my God. That is so awesome. I'm so excited.
What would you spend $10,000 on?
I'm going to hang out in the Apple store probably and also get a lot of shoes.
And shoes.
Apple store shoes. I like your priorities, girl.
Well, on December 16th, you're going to be one of the 98 people that have a chance to win. Santa does the drawing. Don't blame us. On December 16th at West County Center, you might be $10,000 richer to spend it all in 98 minutes.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Hold on. There's also more chances to win today.
Yeah, so it's Winning Wednesday at West County Center, and so we're going to give away another chance to qualify tonight. And we also have like 20 tickets to Cirque Dreams that I'm going to give away tonight at West County Center. So here's how you enter that. Be at the mall by like 4:45. Get in line at 5 p.m. on Wednesday. the dot. I cut the line off and everybody in line gets a raffle ticket. And then we give away a bunch of tickets and another qualification to win 10 grand.
I feel like everybody can use $10,000.
Right.
Get to the mall today.
Go to the mall.
Hang out with Julie. She's lots of fun.
I'll be there.
Live from the Brown and Crouppen Studios.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.